Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Today, we're going to cover Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, which say, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, these two verses finish up what we know as the Beatitudes, but in the larger context, it's really just the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Like I said a couple episodes ago, the Sermon on the Mount encompasses Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. So we got a long way in this great, amazing sermon that Jesus is giving here. But in regard to these verses today, I mean, we see a stark contrast between what Jesus is saying as far as what it means to be a Christian, as to what a lot of Christians are saying today to what it means to be a Christian. Christ is giving, in these Beatitudes, he's giving us the example of perfection. And following him means daily taking up our cross with prayer and humility. Not only that, but we have to be willing to suffer hardship, persecution, and be willing to sacrifice for the faith. And like I said, that's in stark contrast to what a lot of Christians think. A lot of Christians think that once you become a Christian, you're never going to get sick. You're going to have this life of prosperity. But here's Jesus. "Blessed are you when men persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you because of me." Following Jesus is a great thing, and we all need to do it. But there's sacrifice that comes with it. Look at how they treated our Lord. They killed him, guys. And in some parts of the world, Christians are being killed still today. It's not a life of roses. We shouldn't think it's going to be. But Jesus will be with us every step of the way. And he tells us that our reward will be great in heaven. And not only that, but the great people of faith, the prophets, it's like Ezekiel, Jeremiah, all these great prophets that came before the time of Christ went through the same thing. So we're in good company. God bless you. Have a great day. And we'll get back with you tomorrow where we go dig into salt and light. God bless you.